our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 400, the stanzas 1, 3, 4, and 5. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah. O my soul, Jehovah, praise. I will sing the glorious praises of my God through all my days. And what follows, Psalter 400, the stanzas 1, 3, 4, and 5.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together. It can be found in 1 Samuel, not the 7th chapter, but the 5th chapter. 1 Samuel 5. And the Philistines took the ark of God and brought it from Ebenezer unto Ashdod. When the Philistines took the ark of God, they brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon. And when they of Ashdod arose early on the morning, behold, Dagon was fallen upon his face to the earth before the ark of the Lord. And they took Dagon and set him in his place again. And when they arose early on the morrow morning, behold, Dagon was fallen upon his face to the ground before the ark of the Lord, and the head of Dagon and both the palms of his hands were cut off upon the threshold. Only the stump of Dagon was left to him. Therefore neither the priest of Dagon nor any that come into Dagon's house tread on the threshold of Dagon in Ashdod unto this day. But the hand of the Lord was heavy upon them of Ashdod, and he destroyed them and smote them with emerods, even Ashdod and the coast thereof. And when the men of Ashdod saw that it was so, they said, the ark of the God of Israel shall not abide with us, for his hand is sore upon us and upon Dagon our God. They sent therefore and gathered all the lords of the Philistines unto them and said, what shall we do with the ark of the God of Israel? And they answered, let the ark of the God of Israel be carried about unto Gath. And they carried the ark of the God of Israel about thither. And it was so that after they had carried it about, the hand of the Lord was against the city with a very great destruction. And he smote the men of the city, both small and great, and they had emerods in their secret parts. Therefore they sent the ark of God to Ekron. And it came to pass, as the ark of God came to Ekron, that the Ekronites cried out, saying, they have brought about the ark of the God of Israel to us to slay us and our people. So they sent and gathered together all the lords of the Philistines and said, send away the ark of the God of Israel and let it go again to his own place, that it slay us not and our people. For there was a deadly destruction throughout all the city. The hand of God was very heavy there. And the men that died not were smitten with the emerods, and the cry of the city went up to heaven. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Lord, that thou was granted by renewal on this Thanksgiving Day, that we and our children may enter thy courts. And then the psalmist has exclaimed, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. The day is far spent, has become evening, and thou knowest how it has been in each heart on this Thanksgiving Day, Lord, in this country. Great multitudes on this special day, that they have not went up to thy house, and a Thanksgiving Day without God. May we be given to examine all of our hearts, how it has been before this Thanksgiving Day, whether there have been exercises, a little prelude, a little expectation, and a longing desire that it may be Thanksgiving Day indeed, with a soft heart, a broken heart, a tender heart, a heart that desires to give thee all the honor and the glory. Lord, thou knowest whether a concerned people, a troubled people have come up concerning Thanksgiving Day, and when there is no concern, when there is no trouble, ah, Lord, then we humbly beg of thee that by thy Spirit that thou will grant great concern, that eyes may be opened to be given to see all thy goodness and all thy mercy and thy patient long suffering, and that we were never given to thank thee in truth and uprightness, that we have sinned against so much good, that we are traveling to a never-ending eternity, and that thou requires thy image back, that on this Thanksgiving Day that thou cometh into thy vineyard, and that thou goeth from bench to bench, and from heart to heart, looking not only for leaves, leaves of profession, but that thou art looking for fruits of humility, repentance, faith, hope, and love. Then thou hast permitted our tree to stand another year, and, O Lord, could be the last year that it was given to stand. Lord, my souls have come up, oh, with a prayer, with a sigh, and with a cry. May there here and there have been a soul, ah, that may receive that soft and humble heart, on account of all thy goodness and all thy mercies, but perhaps also those souls that have come up with the hope, with the longing and with the desire to hear thy voice, to feel thy embrace, to receive a little instruction, a place to be given to pour out their heart in adoration and thanksgiving and praise for thy wonderful works in providence, but above all in grace. And then it is so needful that thy people learn more and more. That is not a fruit that is found of self, but that is a fruit which thy dear Son has merited for his people, and which he grants by the immediate working of the Holy Spirit, where it shall become true, this people have I formed for myself, and they shall show forth my praise. Thou as a people upon the earth, that is much to confess on Thanksgiving Day, and much to beg for. The solemnest of all this prayed, hold up my footsteps in thy paths, that they slip not. Lord, on this Thanksgiving Day, so many reasons for thanksgiving. Remember all that we have forgotten to mention, because they cannot all be enumerated in order before thee. And then we stand before another season. Then we humbly ask thee, and so far that it may please thee, be according to thy holy will. Wilt thou care, wilt thou provide, and wilt thou spare? And when thy way is different, when in this season shall be the appointed time when we are called to leave the earth and to appear before our Maker, then we may ask thee, if it may be according to thy will, not unexpected, but above all, not unprepared. To that end, Lord, we humbly ask thee for an indispensable and richer blessing upon the proclamation of thy holy word, and that it may be used for young and old, that many may be wrought upon, born again by the Spirit, and to become a little lamb of that good shepherd of that chosen flock. 'Tis written in thy word that there are other sheep which thou also must bring. Bless also thy word, that there may be growth. The lambs, they may not stay lambs, not only to be fed with the sincere word, milk of the word, but they need stronger meat, and that is Christ and him crucified. To that end, bless thy word in the family circles. Do help fathers and mothers grant faithfulness, impress upon all of their hearts that our stewardship, it can be so short. Bless thy word in the church on the Sabbath day, the house visitations when they hope to commence in this week. Ah, do help the brothers, and may it be heard, the wonderful works of the Lord. When another season of instruction soon hopes to commence, then we commend unto thee the confession of faith class and the catechism classes. We commend unto thee our Christian school, an empty place. Lord, do grant traveling mercies. Help the school board, the administration, the principals, the teachers, and when thy holy word may be opened, make it a blessing for young and old. We commend unto thee the branch. Grant also unto them the richest blessing. Work mightily in the hearts of young and old. Bless the means of grace. Help the leaders. Help the readers. Who is sufficient unto these things? And so we commend thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth unto thee. Wherever they gather, under whatever name, whatever nation, 'tis thy church, it is thy cause and thy glory. And there shall be a church till thy dear Son comes upon the clouds of heaven. And may it be our concern to belong to that church. May the prayers be multiplied. Oh, grant exercises more wrestling concerning the coming of thy kingdom. We commend unto thee our nation. Federally, the Prime Minister, the Cabinet, oh, do open their eyes that they may be given to see. And we commend in special ways the three provinces where provincial elections are scheduled. May it please thee to yet grant tokens of thy mercy. Lord, the temporal needs are also manifold. May thou continue to provide the daily bread for the family circles. May it please thee to grant health, to grant strength, courage and joy in our labors. And then by renewal we remember all the mourning ones in our midst, with those large empty places. Remember all the sick and afflicted among young, middle-aged and older ones. Then thou wert speaking in so many ways. May the means be blessed, those that stand in need of healing and in strengthening. May thou grant it, the crosses, the burdens. Remember the handicapped ones. And we also commend unto thee our elderly ones. O Lord, above all, do save their souls when still unconverted, has become very late. but not too late for thee. Then we commend unto thee our Bethesda, a precious gift which thou wast given in the midst of the congregation. We commend unto the residents, the administrator, and all those that labor therein, also in that place, work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Spirit in the hearts of young and old. Lord, bless the family circles. May thy word have a central place. May love abound. May we be given to turn from our world conformity and cleave unto thy word, and to be given to follow thee in sown and unsown ways. Lord, now by renewal on this day, then we beg for thy help, for thy Spirit, in speaking and in listening. Ah, grant a good hour in thy house. May it be an unforgettable hour. Ah, Lord, so we have much to thank for and much to ask. Wilt thou bless everything that awaits thy blessing, that needs thy blessing, and with a confession, undeserved, send away, forfeited. And Lord, thou requires, and not only the confession of the lips, but the confession of the heart. Oh, wonder-doing God, then thou yet maketh a difference with us and our children in so many respects, that we may still come up in this evening hour, for the purpose, because thy word shall not return void unto thee. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 444, the stanzas 1, 4, and 6. Oh, bless the Lord, my soul, with all thy power. Exalt the God who is thy strength and tower. Let all within me bless his holy name. Bless him who heareth all thy supplication and what follows. Psalter 444, the stanzas 1, 4, and 6. in this evening hour than by renewal, then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in 1 Samuel 6, the verses 13 through 15. And they of Beth-Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley. And they lifted up their eyes and saw the ark and rejoiced to see it. And the cart came into the field of Joshua, a Beth-Shemite, and stood there, where there was a great stone, and they clave the wood of the cart and offered the kine a burnt offering unto the Lord. And the Levites took down the ark of the Lord, and the coffer that was with it, wherein the jewels of gold were, and put them on the great stone. And the men of Beth-Shemesh offered burnt offerings and sacrifices the same day unto the Lord. Our text speaks of the special harvest thanksgiving by the inhabitants of Beth-Shemesh. The many wonders of this harvest, the dark cloud over this harvest, the directed visitors during this harvest, the great rejoicing in this harvest, and the burnt offerings upon this harvest. Then, beloved congregation, then we have heard that it was a special harvest in many ways, many wonders of that harvest. And when we are given to reflect, it can be that at the time that our eyes are not open so much for it, but then when we are given to reflect upon the past, that our heart is touched. Does that also take place in the family circles? When husbands and wives, at the end of the day, when you have heart talks, it's needful, husbands and wives, that you may unburden yourselves to one another, and then to be given to reflect on another day, but also on the past, that you are given to see the special help, the special wonders of the Lord. Could multiply it out in many ways. Many mothers, when they think back of all the night watches, especially when they have not such an easy child with so little sleep, and they are given to reflect, to look back, wondering how you were unable to do it, and then what a blessing it is when you may be given to see that it was the help of the Lord. We could give many more examples how many contractors there have been in the fall, when the winter is approaching, and when such a contractor puts it all on paper, then it seems to be impossible to perform all the work. But then in the winter time, when you are given to reflect, then the work has been done. Could speak of custom operators, farmers, you may multiply it out. And then it is so needful that we are given to see it in the busyness of the time. Can also be in the life of children. Maybe there are boys and girls that have told their parents before that I think the lessons are too hard and that I shall fail. And yet the Lord has helped and you have passed. Then we have heard of that dark cloud that was over that harvest. And that also was something to say. Oh, it is true. The Lord always has a remnant upon the earth that are wrought upon by the Spirit and that receive that holy concern concerning the things of the Lord. His house, his day, the church. But now it is evident that among the farmers of Beshemoth, that by the common goodness of the Lord, that there was a jealousy for God, a concern about the ark. That is still a great privilege in the midst of a congregation when among young and old, by the common goodness of the Lord, that there is still profound respect for everything that relates to the service of the Lord. And when the church becomes world-conformed, that there is sorrow and that there is concern. It is evident that it was so among the reapers of Beshemoth, because we are given to hear that they have rejoiced. And now concerning that Ichabod, oh, in the first place, then it is necessary that we learn by the Spirit, by the grace of God, that we are such an Ichabod, no longer for the glory of God, and yet the Lord has a people that cannot miss the Lord. And now, let us be honest, congregation. How is it now concerning the sorrow, concerning the condition of our country, which formerly was blessed? When we think of the two roses which the Lord has still left upon the earth out of paradise after our deep fall, then how much it has become Ichabod, the Lord's day. Oh, in former days, then how Canada has kept the Lord's day so strictly, laws concerning stores, concerning truck drivers, you can multiply it out. Oh, I have read that in the largest city of Canada, Toronto, I have told you before, that in 1900, when John Patton, the missionary, has visited that city to tell about his missionary work, that he has written in his book that he has never come in a city upon the world that kept the Sabbath day so strict, not forced, but the people, they went up to God's house. And I have read in 1945 that concerning public parks, that there were those wardens that on Saturday night that they went to the swings and put on a padlock to prevent a boy or girl to try to use those swings. And now, a day for a great multitudes, a day of pleasure, a day of shopping, a day of work, and not going up to God's house. In our country, over how many marriages, because of our forsaking of the ways of the Lord, over how many marriages there has been written Ichabod, divorced. Oh, may the prayers be multiplied, that the Lord keep us and our children close to this word. Thereupon the Lord has promised the blessing. But now the question, let us be honest, include myself. Is there now that sorrow that there ought to be in our hearts concerning the great forsaking of the Lord, of His word and of His ways? Oh, when we think the enmity of the devil against the Lord and His institutions, who would have thought 25 years ago that our country would be involved in transgenderism? Then we are given to see that the judgments of the Lord are close at hand. May we be given to see it. And may we be given to beg of the Lord that He may grant a richer outpouring of His Holy Spirit among young and old, and that we become not overly discouraged. To that end, then it can be profitable for our family circles to read of those times of revival when the Lord has worked so richly and where He has wrought so marvelously. It is recorded of Samuel Stoddard, that was the grandfather of Jonathan Edwards, and he was given to proclaim the word for many years. And then that old minister, when he was given to reflect upon his ministry, then he could speak of 5 special harvests, 5 special times when the Lord has wrought marvelously and wonderfully. Oh, when we think on the East Coast, it's the area where Clifton Franklin Lakes is, that the Lord has wrought so wonderfully. And then Jonathan Edwards has written that there came a time that the youth became more receptive to the word and to the admonishments, and that the Lord has taken 2 younger people away. And the store of the town burned down, and the Lord used those callings, accompanied with his holy word, that he has wrought so wonderfully in the hearts of young and old. And then also in the mid-1800s, also evident was the work of the Spirit, the work of the Lord, that different places, different countries, on land and on the sea, also upon the prairies, among the white men and among the Indians, that the Lord has done a great work, that many among young and old were converted. Ah, those Indians, it is recorded, broken English, but how clearly they could tell how they have become a lost sinner, hell-worthy, hopeless and helpless, till the gospel of Jesus Christ was opened for them. In congregation, the Lord is still the same. Oh, through our default, has become an Ichabod. And there is a people that learns it, but yet a people that cannot miss the Lord. Ah, they are bound at the throne of grace, and they are given to experience his goodness. And it is the desire, that people have to learn, that it is all given good from that precious mediator. Also on Thanksgiving Day, that people have to lament that of self they are so unthankful, but they know those times can even be that there are times even before Thanksgiving Day that they may have a little prelude of that broken and humble heart, and with a little expectation and desire, the desire that all people would be given to praise that great, that glorious and majestic God. But now, what does the Spirit now teach that people? Then they receive exercises concerning the ark. And in that ark, maybe you have learned it, boys and girls. What do we now find in the ark of the Lord? in the Ark of the Covenant? Three things. Do you know? In the first place, the tables of the law. And that speaks of the prophetical office of Christ. And when the Lord works, then we love that law, although it condemns us. Then in the second place, then there was that budded rod of Aaron, as we find it in number 17. That was after the rebellion of Dathan, Abiram, and Korah. And then it is specifically mentioned that that budded rod of Aaron, that must be laid up for rebels. That is the hope for us and our children. And that budded rod, that refers to the priestly office of Christ, and that he is risen from the dead. And then in the third place, boys and girls, what else do we find in the Ark of the Lord? That is that golden pot of manna. And that refers to the kingly office. And now the Lord as a people that needs all those three offices. Have they become necessary for us? Also on Thanksgiving Day. Oh, when the Lord works, then we come under that prophetical ministry. And then we become both a Martha and a Mary. Oh, then we are given to serve out of love, but as a Mary to sit at his feet. And then church becomes our life. And then we are given to choose and experience his kingly office. But now with all those experiences, what do the true people of God need? They need to come to a saving knowledge of that priestly office for the forgiveness of sins. And now we have heard it. Those reapers of Beth-Shemesh, with their joy, with their harvest, with the wonders of the Lord, oh, what dark cloud, and what a trials, and what a tribulations. We read, we have heard it, that the hand of the Lord was heavy upon the Philistines. And so there are the mourners, those that are deeply afflicted, grave concerns. But now the Lord has wrought so wonderfully, because in our third thought, then we, that concerns the directed visitors during this harvest. And who were those visitors, boys and girls? They were two cows with calves, sucking cows. And what is now taking place? Because they were sent visitors. What has now taken place? That those cows, they have crossed the border, and they have come to those reapers of Beth-Shemesh that was hid for the reapers. So in the life of the church, there can be much hidden for them. Christ has said to his disciples in John 13, verse 7, "What I do now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter." Oh, sometime in wonderful ways, Then the Lord sheds light upon mysterious ways. But there shall be much reserved for the church of God for eternity. Also concerning the providence of God, and now concerning the Philistines, Christ has said unto the Jewish people in Luke 16, verse 8, that the children of the world, that they are wiser than the children of this generation. And when we consider the Philistines, then we also have much to learn and much to make us ashamed. Of course, for those Philistines, when they have captured the ark, they thought that they had captured the God of Israel. And what of the Philistines, boys and girls, now done with that ark? They have taken it to Ashdod, and they have placed that ark before their god Dagon. How has that been in the past season? What did we ascribe our success, our prosperity to? Have proud thoughts risen in our heart, too reformed to say it? Ah, that awful pride. We read in God's word of one that has said, not unto us, O Lord, but unto thee be all the honor. I read in Psalm 115, verse 12, the Lord has been mindful of us. And have we been mindful of the Lord? Have we given him the due honor? When we have spoken of our blessings, no, not to preach. But are there times that the Lord is not even mentioned? That we resemble Hezekiah, has received such a wonderful deliverance? Because in Isaiah 38, verse 1, set thy house in order, for thou shalt surely die. And then with everything that Hezekiah could speak of the dealings of the Lord, reformation, a Passover. But with everything that he has experienced, old people of God used to say, lay death beside our experience. And then when that message came, then Hezekiah could not die. He needed a surety, he needed assurance. Turned away from man, turned unto the wall. I am oppressed. Undertake for me. And then Hezekiah could sing of that deliverance through that surety that the Lord has cast all the sins behind his back. And then there have come those messengers from Babylon. And he showed them all his goods. But we do not read that he has mentioned the Lord. But the Philistines, they have given the god Dagon the honor. But the Lord has wrought wonderfully. first morning, day and flat on his face before the ark, we have heard it. And the second morning, fallen again, and his head and hands cut off on the threshold. And then what else? Then that mighty God of Israel, then he is shown, oh, in different ways, that he was mightier than the gods of the Philistine. And then they were afflicted. Emerods, tumors, sickness, death. And the Lord has sent a great plague of mice to destroy their crops. And the Philistines were given to realize that the God of Israel, that he was coming against them. Privilege. When the Lord sends trials and afflictions, that we may be given to see the hand of the Lord, and given to examine our life closely. Why is now the Lord afflicting us? We have heard much thereof. When we have tried to speak a few words out of Hebrews 11, verse 12. Now no chastisement for the present is joyful but grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards it beareth the peaceable fruits to them that are exercised thereby. All people of God can be so quiet, can be that the goodness of the Lord makes so little impression. And when the Lord sends afflictions, does not bring us on the right place. The late Reverend LeMaine, already many years ago, and not to make you discourage, young people, children, young people, young and old, the Lord is still the same. Seek him. There's even promised in God's word, in Proverbs 8, verse 17, those that seek me early, they shall find me. Solomon, by the Spirit has said, remember now thy Creator, the days of thy youth. The Lord grant unto you by his grace that precious choice of a Ruth. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Then we shall never be ashamed. Does not mean it shall not be tried. And it does not mean we have all prosperity. But when we may have that great God through Christ by the Spirit as our portion, then we can live. And then we can die. And then we shall taste of the good things of the Lord. It may still be proclaimed that there is still room in the sheepfold. There are still empty places for young and old. But Reverend LeMaine has said in a certain sermon, and that's concerning God's people, concerning the visits, that in the first place, not so often. In the second place, short. And in the third place, that he leaves so little fruit. And what is now the reason? Is that now the Lord's fault? Oh, blessed that people. That may yet have a tender and a dependent life, bound at the throne of grace, and that may yet receive those special tokens. Oh, so humble and a broken heart, with the eyes upon the King, with that vehement desire that he may be glorified. But now those Philistines became unbearable. All became death. And then they have sent the ark to another city, to Gath. And the same judgments, emeralds, death, and mice. And then they sent it to Ekron. And there the judgments have also come upon that people. But then they have gathered together. And they have inquired of the priests. Ah, they were heathens. But we have much to learn. They have inquired concerning the reasons that the Lord was afflicting them so sore. Let us first sing. Psalter 311, the first four stanzas. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? How shall my soul, by grace restored, give worthy thanks, O God, to thee? And what follows? 311, the four stanzas. concerning the Philistines, we read in chapter 5 and verse 6, "But the hand of the Lord was heavy upon them of Ashdod." And then by renewal in verse 11 in Ekron, "The hand of God was very heavy there." And then we read in this chapter that the Philistines have called for the priest and the diviners. There's a privilege and a blessing that both under prosperity, that it also sets us a praying. And when the Lord blesses us in his providence, that it becomes a wonder. More often people think about these matters when there come trials, when we consider our sin, what we make ourselves worthy of. Then should there not be bewilderment under prosperity? In our Heidelberg Catechism, "And it is all given good, patient in adversity and thankful in adversity, but the Philistines were given to ask, what must we do? Under the heavy hand of the God of Israel, they have asked, what shall we do to the ark of the Lord? Tell us, do we know what to do with the ark, young and old?" Pontius Pilate has said, "What must they do with Jesus?" And then they have said, "If ye send away the ark of the God of Israel, send it not empty." We read three times in the law of Moses, in the first books of the Bible, when the children of Israel would come up to the feast of the Lord, they may never come empty. Have there been struggles also concerning Thanksgiving Day? How much must we now give to the Lord? Maybe there were boys and girls when you went to your piggy bank that it was the question. Maybe you've come back to father and mother. How much must I give as a little boy and a little girl out of my piggy bank? And then they have stipulated, they have spoken of a trespass offering. And trespass, that speaks of trespassing a boundary. They were given to hear the speaking of the Lord, that the God of Israel was very displeased with them, that they as heathens have captured the ark of the God of Israel and have kept it in their land for 7 months, and it became unbearable. And then they have said, oh, what an instruction. Those priests, they were heathen, had not the Bible, but they have said to the Philistines, "And ye shall give glory unto the God of Israel." because they have experienced that the God of Israel was much mightier than their Dagon. Peradventure, he will lighten his hand from off you and from off your gods and from off your land. And then further, then those Philistine priests, they knew their history. And they have used the history to their profit. Because they have said to the inhabitants of that city, we know the history of Egypt and how that Pharaoh has refused to listen to that God of Israel. And as a consequence, Pharaoh was hardened his heart and they were destroyed. They have used that history to their profit. We have the scriptures. Oh, what histories concerning the wonderful works of God. May we also use it to our profit. A few things matters about those lowing cows. Because they have spoken peradventure that it was chance. But now let us put it to the test. Then you shall say, but there is no chance, and that is true. Can you always believe it? Or have there also been times that you believed that matters have taken place in the special providence of God? And then after that it went so different that the thought even crossed your mind, or was it only chance? And then the children, they know the history. Then those Philistines, the priest have said, take two sucking cows with calves and make a new cart, put the ark upon that cart, a new cart, and oxen cows upon which has never been a yoke, and then put the calves in the barn and lead the cows with that cart on the road, and then step to the side and see what happens. And then children, you know the wonder. Because cows, sucking cows, they always seek their calves. Have even been farmers attacked when they touched the calves, got in between mother and the calf. But then the priest says, people, if it is now of the Lord, the God of Israel, then those cows, they shall take the ark back. And if it was not of the God of Israel, then those cows shall follow their instinct and they shall immediately go to the barn. And then what has happened, boys and girls? Ah, the Philistines. They were given to see it. We went in house visitation, but those Philistines, then they would have much to tell. Those cows that they took the straight way to Beth-Shemesh. We must close. Ah, the Lord willing. then we can have a little longer Thanksgiving Day. The Lord willing, on the coming Sabbath day, to be given to speak further of the wonders of the Lord. We read that the Philistines have looked on, but they have returned. Young and old, the Lord has granted another Thanksgiving Day. What this season shall hold in is hidden for us. The Lord shall fulfill His decree. The Lord remember us and our dear children in His providence. And above all, work lovingly, irresistibly, by His Spirit, in the hearts of young and old, that we may receive a little beginning of that praise with the psalmist, where he has declared, "Praise the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." Amen. Let us close. Lord, Thou was given another Thanksgiving Day, few more hours, and it shall be past. And then we do well to examine our hearts, how it is, Lord. By renewal we beg of Thee, that in this season, that Thou may work wonderfully and marvelously, and that Thou may grant something of that rejoicing of the inhabitants of Bethshemesh when they heard those cows. They were given to lift up their eyes, and it can be in life under the different circumstances. So cast down, bow down, we read of a woman for 18 years. No courage to lift up our eyes, but, Lord, when Thou speakest, wilt Thou now bring us safely to our homes. Do watch over us in this week. Remember the Sarah Circle when they hope to meet for the first time. May they be a serving Martha with the love of their heart concerning the needs of the congregation, but not only a serving Martha, but also a Mary to sit at Thy feet to hear the words everlasting. Wilt Thou pardon us of all of our sins, also of this day, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 410, the two stanzas. Praise ye the Lord, ye saints below, and in His courts His goodness show. Praise ye the Lord, ye host above, in heaven adore His boundless love. And what follows, Psalter 410, the two stanzas. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.
Thank you.